Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ, brought to you by Crossnore School and Children's Home, where miracles happen every day. Crossnore.org. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
We're going to learn about trees and perhaps tree gardening or shade gardening here this morning on Local Focus. Our guests, Mark Madsen with the Hendersonville Tree Board and Judy Nicholson. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mark.
Great to have you here with us this morning. Mark, let's start with you with the Hendersonville Tree Board first, if we can. First of all, tell us, what is the Hendersonville Tree Board?
Well, it's a volunteer board of people who have interest and expertise in caring for trees. I'm thrilled at the moment we now have three certified arborists on the tree board, which has never happened.
Wow.
And so I'm thrilled with that. But the tree board is a busy group of seven people.
Yeah, I guess so. I get a lot of press releases. You're doing a lot of things.
Yeah, we keep the Heritage Tree Program functioning in the city, and which was I recently updated to make it a little more fair and less subjective. We do pollinator plantings along the Oklawaha Greenway. We do tree walks a couple times a year. Private garden tours that Judy is into here coming up.
And we're going to talk about that here in just a moment.
Yeah, we'll have more of them. And the Neighbor Woods tree planting project, we arranged for your neighborhood last year, Judy, to receive trees for areas of the neighborhood that need them, so we can increase the canopy, tree canopy in the city, and just a lot of things. We need volunteer planters for our planting projects.
All right.
Keep that in mind.
So we'll ask at the end of this how people can get involved and volunteer.
Okay.
One of the subject we wanted to cover with you today is the Leland cypress and this canker situation that's happening. Tell us about that.
Well, Leland cypress has been for the past 4 years or so, has been a crowd favorite because it grows fast, it's dense, it makes a wonderful screen, and it's just been loved to death. Now there is a canker, which is a fungus, that can get into it, and canker is a difficult problem because you can't just go to the garden center and get a chemical and spray it.
Right.
You're not going to get control.
Okay.
The only thing we as gardeners to do about that is proper pruning by sterilizing the pruning tool in between every cut.
Really?
And proper spacing. I see where people plant them way too close together so that there's a lot of moisture buildup in between plants. Really, they should be spaced 8 to 10 feet apart. When I tell somebody that, they say, well, why would I do that? Because then I don't have a screen.
Right.
So it's, then you think about maybe planting something else.
Uh-huh.
A green giant arborvitae is a great substitute. Keeps good color all year.
So is there something to do if we have a Leland cypress that's suffering from this right now?
Right now, I would just make a regular walk-by of your Leylands. I have a row of them.
Yeah.
And I walk through them about once a week at least, pruner in hand, and snip off anything that's browned out that I see.
Yeah.
Just good, keeping a good sharp eye out for these things.
Yeah.
Is good. And, of course, the sterilizing the pruning tools, because if you got a canker situation and you prune out that branch, and it'll be dead from the tip down.
Mm-hmm.
If it's brown from inside, that's normal for an evergreen.
Okay.
So if it's brown from the tip down, you snip that off, get rid of it, don't leave it laying underneath the Leland cypress, and then dip that pruner in a cup of isopropyl alcohol, for
example. Okay, I was going to ask you how one would sterilize
that. Yeah, you just get that at the drugstore.
Sure. Interesting.
And just remove it from the site. But that's not, this stuff spreads by rain, spreads by wind, even by insects. So you can do your part and hope for the best or plant something different.
Okay. All right. But keep an eye out for that. So what would it look like?
It would show as, not necessarily large, but sometimes large dead areas at the top of the branch or the end of the branch.
Okay.
And
I think I've seen that. I think I know what you're talking about.
When you see it, you want to prune down a few inches beyond that dead area and then do the you know, the pruner sterilizing thing, get rid of the dead clipping, and just be observant.
Okay.
And proper watering, hot, dry weather makes Leylands more susceptible to this. It's a stress factor.
Uh-huh.
So you want to try and mitigate that by the proper pruning and proper watering.
Okay.
If we get into a, you know, hot, dry summer that might still happen, you need to supply the plant with about an inch of water every week.
Okay.
Leyland's actually a hybrid between the Monterey cypress and the Nootka false cypress. So both of these are native to areas that don't normally have hot, dry weather.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so that's the Leyland cypress and the canker situation that we're dealing with here, and these are ways you can you can do to avoid or help your trees if they've got it.
Or help your trees. And it's not a trying to put on a panic.
No, of course
here,
not.
But it is around.
Yeah, it's here. So here are things you can do about that.
Absolutely.
Mark, we'll come back to you in a minute and talk about the volunteer situation with the Hendersonville Tree Board. Judy Nicholson, welcome. Great to have you here. One of the things that Mark was talking about, they were talking about tours and things like that. Well, there's a shade garden tour coming to your home, correct?
That's right. Last year, the tree board did a program on what he planned under the trees you have, what will grow well in the shade. And so this year, they decided it would be nice to have a tour of a garden that had a lot of shade and have already plants. And so I'm it. I live in Druid Hills in the city and have quite a bit of shade and have lived there over 20 years. So I've had some experience in what to plant. Uh-huh. I have lots of hostas, lots of ferns, trilliums, native plants. So we're going to have a walk around in my garden to let people see sort of a mature garden that has shade and that has, give them some ideas of things they might plant.
So I'll ask you something about that, but that tour is coming up on the 22nd. Now, that tour is full.
It is
full. But we want to remind folks that these are some of the things that the Hendersonville Tree Board puts on. So when it comes to shade garden, your hostas and your ferns, we've got a lot of hostas and ferns in our yard also, and they just, they take off. I mean, you have to control them, right?
Yes.
How does one do that?
Well, in my yard, I dig them up and divide them and spread them around somewhere else.
Yeah.
I've had an experience in the last 2 years. I've lost my biggest two shade trees that were planted under. So I've gone through the experience of what do you do when you lose a tree and the shade plants are no longer in the shade.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting. Some of the hostas will thrive still, and some of them you need to move somewhere else. So we'll also discuss a little bit of that. There are quite some plants that'll grow in the sun or the shade.
So what do you do on an annual basis to help make sure that your shade plants come back nice and strong the next year?
Not much.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good news.
Yes.
Hostas are just so reliable. Yeah. I like plantings to be wall-to-wall plants, ferns and hostas and everything all mixed together. So what I'll do when something gets real happy somewhere, then I'll divide some of it and put it in some of the other areas and fill in. And I about once a year throw out some fertilizer on it. I have a dog and other dogs that visit, and they run through the hostas chasing frisbees and tennis balls. And so I would say it's not an immaculate garden. It's a garden that's lived in,
yeah,
and there's a lot of fun in. But
well, those are the best kind, the natural.
Yeah,
exactly.
So anyway, we'll show some of the things you can grow in the shade.
So I must ask, how is it that you were chosen for the Shade Garden Tour?
Well, I'm not quite sure. Mary Jo Padgett
is obviously familiar.
It was sort
familiar.
Of in charge and is a friend of mine. And for years, for 7 years, I was in charge of the Eco Henderson County Garden Tour. And so I'd toured a lot of gardens and had convinced a lot of people, 7 each year, to be on the tour. So I sort of felt like I couldn't turn
now
down.
Now it's my turn.
Uh-huh. When someone asked to use my yard, so
getting
it
even.
Should be fun.
Yeah. All right. So it's a Shade and Garden tour that's coming up on the 22nd of July. Of course, that's already filled up. But we want to remind folks that these are the types of things that the Hendersonville Tree Board does and puts on. So how do we find out that information?
Well, you could go to the website, and it has a list of activities that are coming up.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty easy to follow. We're going to have a fall tree walk this fall. I did one last winter.
I remember.
To show, what is this tree in January?
Yeah.
So we're going to do one in the fall where we might show some more colors, some more fruit. And our newest tree board member, Wes Coker, is going to lead that one the way it looks in, I think it'll be in the historic Fifth Avenue district.
Okay.
So a lot of interesting old plantings in there, as well as a great example of one of our first neighbor woods tree projects that this strip has, 40, 50 dogwoods.
Wow.
That were planted many years ago. And you go down that street and see them all in bloom.
Mm.
And it makes you instantly interested
being
a volunteer to plant trees.
So speaking of volunteers, how do we volunteer? How do we get more information on volunteering?
Well, we've got a pretty good cadre of volunteers
that
we get in touch with every time we have a project coming up. But you could contact Judy Frank on the tree board, and she is the coordinator for our volunteer crews.
Okay.
We do use a lot of volunteers on the Oklawaha perennial plantings that we've done for the past 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's small plants. The tree plantings is often the neighbor woods project that Judy was part of last year.
Yeah.
That people plant their own trees. We deliver them. We teach them how to plant. But there's another... there's always something going on.
Yeah.
For example, we planted just a few trees at fire station number one.
Uh-huh.
I think it was just last month. And that had four of us out there planting, as well as the firemen.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had a great time.
Good.
And a very high visibility area.
Yeah.
So, people who want to volunteer could see what we're doing.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So once again, it's the Hendersonville Tree Board. Mark Mattson, thank you very much for the work that you've done with the Hendersonville Tree Board. And to get a schedule of these events, just look up your website for the Hendersonville Tree Board, right? And so we can go, you can probably just Google Hendersonville Tree Board and get it right there.
It's part of the city website.
Part of the city website, the city of Hendersonville website.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And Judy Nicholson, thank you so much for being here, and good luck with
thank
the Shade
you.
Garden Tour coming up on the 22nd.
Thank you. And it filled up very quickly, and so we're hoping maybe we'll do it again next year.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we'll
fantastic.
For sure have one every year.
I love it. Thanks.
All right.
Fantastic. Mark Mattson with Hendersonville Tree Board and Judy Nicholson here, our guests on Local Focus today. If you'd like to hear this full interview again, if you only caught it, you can go to our Facebook page. We'll get that for you. Or go to WTZQ.com.
Local Focus is brought to you by Crossnore School and Children's Home, where miracles happen every day. Crossnore.org. To have your organization featured on Local Focus, visit WTZQ.com and click Contact.